Surah Al-Qiyamah, Chapter 75, of the Quran provides a detailed description of the events of the Day of Judgment, emphasizing the resurrection and accountability of human beings before Allah. Let's explore a detailed understanding of this topic based on the verses of this chapter, verses 1-3, I swear by the Day of Resurrection. And I swear by the reproaching soul. Does man think that we will not assemble his bones? These verses begin by emphasizing the certainty of the Day of Resurrection, swearing by its reality and the reproaching soul, which reminds humanity of its accountability. The rhetorical question posed challenges the disbelief of people who doubt the resurrection, asserting that Allah will indeed gather their bones and resurrect them. Verses 4-6, yes. We are able even to proportion his fingertips. But man desires to continue in sin. These verses affirm Allah's power and ability to resurrect mankind, even to the extent of perfectly reconstructing their fingertips. Despite this capability, many individuals persist in sin, ignoring the reality of the hereafter and disregarding the consequences of their actions. Verses 7-10, he asks, when is the day of resurrection? So when vision is dazzled, and the moon darkens, and the sun and the moon are joined, here, the Quran describes the signs preceding the Day of Resurrection, including cosmic events such as the darkening of the moon and the joining of the sun and the moon. These signs signify the imminent arrival of the Day of Judgment, causing terror and bewilderment among people. Verses 11-13, that day, man will say, where is the place of escape? No. There is no refuge. To your Lord, that day, is the place of permanence. On the Day of Resurrection, people will realize the gravity of the situation and desperately seek refuge from the impending reckoning. However, there will be no escape or refuge except with Allah. The Day of Judgment is described as a day of permanence, where everyone will be held accountable before their Lord. Verses 14-15, man will be informed that day of what he sent ahead and kept back. Rather, man, against himself, will be a witness. On that day, individuals will be informed of their deeds, both the good and the bad. Each person will be a witness against themselves, as their own actions and intentions will testify to their conduct in the verses 16-19, even if he presents his excuses. Do not move your tongue with it, O Muhammad, to hasten with recitation of the Quran. Indeed, upon us is its collection and its recitation. So when we have recited it through Gabriel, then follow its recitation. These verses highlight the inevitability of accountability on the Day of Resurrection, where no excuses or pleas will avail. The responsibility of conveying the message of the Quran and its recitation is placed upon the Prophet Muhammad, emphasizing the importance of adhering to its guidance and preparing for the hereafter. Verses 20-25, then upon us is its clarification to you. No. But you love the immediate. And leave the hereafter. Some faces, that day, will be radiant, looking at their Lord. Here, the Quran addresses humanity's inclination towards worldly desires and immediate gratification, often at the expense of neglecting the hereafter. However, those who turn to Allah with sincerity and faith will be rewarded with radiant faces, enjoying the blissful sight of their Lord on the Day of Resurrection. Verses 26-30, and some faces, that day, will be contorted, expecting that there will be done to them something backbreaking. No. When the soul has reached the collar bones, and it is said, who will cure him? And the dying one is certain that it is the time of separation. Conversely, those who rejected faith and lived in disobedience to Allah will experience anguish and despair on the Day of Judgment. Their faces will be contorted with fear and regret, realizing the gravity of their situation as their souls reach their collarbones, signaling the approach of death and separation from the worldly life. Verses 31-40, and the leg is wound about the leg, to your Lord, that day, will be the procession. And the disbeliever had not believed, nor had he prayed. But instead, he denied and turned away. And then he went to his people, swaggering in pride. Woe to you, and woe. Then woe to you, and woe. Does man think that he will be left neglected? These concluding verses emphasize the fate of those who denied the truth and turned away from Allah. Despite the warnings and reminders, they persisted in disbelief and arrogance, ultimately facing the consequences of their actions on the day of resurrection. The chapter ends with a rhetorical question, challenging humanity's assumption that they will be left neglected or unaccountable for their deeds. In summary, Surah Al-Qiyamah provides a vivid depiction of the events of the day of resurrection, highlighting the certainty of its occurrence and the accountability of human beings before Allah. It serves as a powerful reminder of the transient nature of worldly life and the importance of preparing for the hereafter through faith, righteous deeds, and adherence to the guidance of the Quran.